Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The High Court's decision to overturn the government's sale of the Crayfar farms to Chinese buyers saw the opposition on attack in Question Time, with their leader, Labour's David Shearer, asking Prime Minister John Key if he still had confidence in the ministers responsible, Maurice Williamson and Jonathan Coleman.
How can the Prime Minister have confidence in the Minister of Land Information and the Associate Minister of Finance, given that the decision to sell Crayfar farms to Shanghai Pingjing was just being set aside in the High Court?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, it's important to understand the role of ministers, which is to follow the law and the interpretation of the law. All I can say at this point is that the interpretation given to the Overseas Investment Office by their own internal counsel of the way that they would interpret the law is clearly different to the way the judge sees things.
The Leader of the Opposition.
Although Mr. Shearer had more questions for the Prime Minister, so did New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
How can he say that these two ministers interpreted the law correctly when a court of law with a legal background says they have not? And that's the reason why it's been set aside, or does he know more than the judge at court as well?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, well, it's important to understand the process here, which is for... Actually, since 2005, with ministers from Labor, they have relied on the Overseas Investment Office's interpretation of the law and the way it's been prescribed. Now, it's not unusual for judges to have a different view from internal counsel in this particular case. They've done that.
And there are also questions for Mr. Key from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Does the Prime Minister now accept that his and his government's assertions that there was no other decision possible now no longer stands up to scrutiny, and it may be entirely possible that another decision was possible?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no, because if one looks at the advice from the Overseas Investment Office, they make it quite clear that ministers need to follow the law and interpret whether Section 16 or 18 of the Act have been followed. If they have been followed, ministers would have to put up a reason why they believe, if they're having a counterview, those conditions weren't met. Ministers had no reason to believe those conditions hadn't been met.
The Prime Minister said the High Court decision introduced a new interpretation of the law.
The Overseas Investment Office applied a test in relation to benefits which said, were there benefits? The judge is now saying there's a new interpretation about the counterfactual of additional benefits.
The opposition's request for an urgent debate on the issue was rejected by the Speaker. He said the government was not responsible for the court's decision.
The application is specifically to debate the decision of the High Court, and no minister is responsible for the decision of the High Court.
An opposition request for leave to have a debate was later blocked by the government. Meanwhile, a familiar face in the committee rooms, former Clerk of the House David Magee, now an ombudsman, reporting to the Education and Science Committee on his investigation of bullying at Hutt Valley High School. This report from Rhys Lyon.
Mr. Magee began by outlining the seriousness of the case.
It's the only report that I've felt that I needed to table in Parliament in my 4 years as an ombudsman. It's the first and so far the only one that I've felt was significant enough to draw to the attention of parliamentarians.
Mr. Magee said that while the Ombudsman's office often dealt with complaints from parents, this case was different.
Many of them are from parents who think that their children have been unfairly dealt with by being suspended, expelled, or excluded from school. So that's not an uncommon complaint to be made to the Ombudsman. This complaint is made from entirely the opposite direction, from parents who felt that the school didn't take strong enough action against people who perpetrated bullying actions. And so it meant that from my point of view, I had to adopt quite a different manner of approach to looking at the issue.
The Ombudsman's investigation into bullying at Hutt Valley High School had produced several recommendations.
I recommended that it should be a national policy goal, that a requirement that all schools have a policy on bullying. My impression is that probably all do now. Back in December 2007, the Hutt Valley High School did not have such a policy. If they'd had a policy, it might well be that the events would still have occurred, but I'm sure they would have been dealt with better.
Mr. Magee also said that the way bullies were dealt with by boards of trustees could be improved.
Boards of trustees are boards of laypersons. They're not experts. They have no... Some of them might be teachers themselves, but they're not elected because they've got any particular expertise. it did seem to me that they might appreciate and benefit from some better guidance as to what is an appropriate penalty to exact when a disciplinary issue comes in front of them.
Ombudsman David McGee delivering a report on bullying at Hutt Valley High School to the Education and Science Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.